The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello. Greetings, friends. Greetings from the Northern Hemisphere, from Mountain View, California, unceded Ohlone land. It's lovely to be with you in this moment in time where it's chilly. It's a chilly morning here. So let us gather. Let us gather in community this day and continue our explorations with the practice of generosity, the practice of generosity, dana. And the invitation today is the culmination of 4 days of exploring this topic together, is during our guided meditation. Actually, we might as well just start, and I will, whatever you need to know, I will invite you during the meditations. Oh, so let's just begin. Let's just begin. So, arriving, landing in this body first. Here. Transitioning from the busyness, from whatever has come before. Greeting this moment. Creating this moment of being human, being alive in this body, in this form, here, just as it shows up. It has never been and will never be like this ever again. Greeting this. Passing moment with a smile. Arriving at your seat again. Internally, arriving at your seat. Taking your seat on this earth. You are alive. I am alive. Taking your seat in this moment in time. In this body. Relaxing, softening, receiving, receiving the sensations of the body just as they are, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. It's all a gift. It's all a gift. The pleasant as well as the unpleasant and neutral. It's all a gift. Can we see it that way? Is it possible to open up just for a moment? Just just for a moment. Receiving the breath, this gift, enlivening, bringing life to this body, receiving the breath in the abdomen, lowering the center of gravity. From our head, where it usually is, down to our lower abdomen. As if the abdomen, the belly, is an organ of perception. As if it knows, it receives the breath on its own, senses. And now I have an invitation for you to try on for size. If you would bring to mind someone who for you represents complete generosity of spirit, generosity of heart, complete. It could be a person, a being, someone you know, have known. It could be a cultural icon, someone historic, maybe like the Dalai Lama, or Martin Luther King, or it could be an archetype. That works for you. Whatever works for you. It can be non-denominational. Could be the Buddha. Could be Jesus. Could be being of light. Make it whoever works for you. Whatever works for you. Or even divinity themselves. This sense of complete generosity, generosity of spirit, generosity of heart, which includes loving kindness, forgiveness, letting go, vast perspective, whatever, whoever, helps you tap into this vision, bringing them to mind and imagine them saying, okay, let me show you what it feels like, what it looks like for this moment. And you invite them, please show me, please show me. And they agree. As if they enter your heart, your eyes, your body, looking out through your awareness, inhabiting your senses, so that your practice of meditation with the breath, with the body, with awareness, is infused with ultimate, gracious, open-hearted generosity. For some, it might feel, again, if it's appropriate for you, the eyes of God. Expansive, spacious, or your inner Buddha. Make it personal. What is meaningful for you? Based on your history and background. No shoulds here. Just tapping into the sense of generosity of heart. However is accessible. And just sitting, resting. Nothing needs to be done. Sitting in with this perspective of expansive generosity of heart towards yourself, towards all phenomena, thoughts, sensations, emotions that arise. That's it. Simple. And if thoughts and distractions arise, see how they are met from this ultimately generous perspective. How does your attitude, the way you relate to yourself, to your practice, changes? through the eyes of unconditional generosity. Unconditional goodwill, openness of heart, generosity of spirit. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, but just to sit, be, receive, witness from this perspective. And if something arises, thinking, an emotion, heartache, how does your inner generosity guide your most ultimately generous? How do they see, deal, approach what has arisen? Let them show you. your inner generosity mentor. Let them lead. Expansive, spacious, abundant, this generosity of heart. Meeting everything, everything. As we bring the sitting to a close, appreciating, thanking your generosity guide, your generosity mentor, for gracing your heart and mind, supporting you in this vision. And knowing that any time, anytime you wish, can invite them to support your practice, to be filled with spaciousness and grace of generosity of heart and ease that that brings. Bowing to this image, thanking, letting it go. And together, let's offer the goodness of our practice, our cultivation, our intentions for goodness, generously, as the best gift we have, the highest gift we have in this world. Share it with all beings everywhere. May the goodness of my life, may the goodness of my heart, my practice as service, support, bring goodness in ways I can't fathom to all beings, and myself included. May all beings know their own goodness. May all beings be happy and free. Thank you for your practice.